Welcome to Talking Walking's five-year walking forecasts. I'm Andrew Stuck, the producer of Talking Walking. To mark the fifth anniversary of Talking Walking in 2013, we asked thought leaders to make their five-year predictions about the state of walking in the fields in which they work and the places where they live. Respondents were asked to call a Skype number to leave their forecast, identifying who they were, what work they were doing that revolved around walking, and what their forecast was for walking in the next 5 years. We recorded these voice messages and reproduced them here. The voice you're about to hear belongs to Tim Ridley, who led a series of group walks across Epsom and Ashted Commons called Art Walks 2013. Tim believes that walking opens up the mind, that human perception and intellect work best at 3 miles per hour. His forecast is as much a hope as a prediction, that people will give up their cars to walk more to accomplish their everyday errands and in turn, over time, benefit from healthy exercise that enhances their well-being.
I'm an artist and I use walking as part of my practice. I have just finished a series of 3 free-to-public art walks called Art Walks 2013 that have been taking place on Epsom and Ashted Commons over this summer, and where I walk with a group of people who are interested in art and walking, and we talk about the various attributes of walking and how it can allow you to concentrate on more creative things and to be in the moment and to really observe, because it's quite difficult when you're walking not to be in the moment, because you have to pay attention. And I think that humans' intellect and perception work best at 3 miles an hour. My prediction for the next 5 years is that people will become more interested in walking as an integral part of their everyday lives, maybe due to the fact that they may have to get rid of their car, and maybe due to the fact that they may just make a positive decision to walk. And I think cities, countryside, are just as viable places to walk and think. And walking connects us, and we're a car and not. So that's my prediction. I think there will be an increase in walking, and I think an infinite increase in the well-being of people as a result. That's my hope.
You've been listening to a five-year walking forecast to mark the fifth anniversary of Talking Walking. This forecast was made by Tim Ridley, artist and thinker on foot. To learn more about his work and the topics he mentions in his forecast, follow the links on the talkingwalking.net website. Do revisit talkingwalking.net, where you'll find free podcast interviews of artists, activists and professionals from the world of walking, and of those of us have a passion for just taking a walk. Talking Walking and the five-year walking forecast are written, recorded and produced by Andrew Stuck of Rethinking Cities Limited in London. Our artwork was created by Ian Martin of Aardvark Graphics, and the music was composed and performed by Simon Sanders of Easytronic.